Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and I recently had Ariana Barrett on the program, and hooray, she is back. We're going to talk all about how she lived in a mango tree in Hawaii. Actually, yes, we're going to talk about that for a moment because I've been thinking about it ever since our previous interview. Ariana, so glad to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
Okay, so you had mentioned last time living in a mango tree in Hawaii.
Treehouse.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
Yes, no. Yeah, I wasn't just living in a tree like... Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us about this because that sounds so interesting.
Well, actually, there are a lot of tree houses in Hawaii, the different islands. Some are actually really nice, but this was very just minimal. I did require that the toilet was inside. Shower was outside, but toilet needed to be inside. I really didn't want to go outside in the middle of the night to use the restroom. But it was just phenomenal. Whenever I'm in a natural setting, I just get back into the rhythm with nature and much more intuitive. When there's a lot of interference or white noise or distraction. I lived in New York City. I've lived in Chicago. I've lived in cities, which I love. I love culture. I grew up north of New York City, but we'd always go in. My mom was a writer, my father a music teacher and composer. So culture was always part of growing up in our scene. But when I'm in nature, I just connect in a different way to myself and to spirit. My sister calls it her spidey sense. She's more intuitive. She just spent 6 months at Kripalu.
Oh, nice.
After doing a yoga volunteer program. And then she actually just did a month for yoga teacher training. So whenever she's out in the Berkshires, she says her spidey sense, you know, like Spider-Man, is just highly tuned and can just tune into it. She's like, oh, I knew that was happening with you. And I knew this or that. So it's interesting. So.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes. You know, I'd love to talk a little bit more about nature because I have to say, I feel so much better after being outside. Even if the weather's crummy, I'm still out. And, you know, everyone listening knows I recently got two labs that I adore. And I was walking them like 2 to 3 hours a day. And I say was because I got ill, but I'm going to start walking them again. And just not doing it for this week has just been horrible. My mood's been horrible. It's not just because I was sick, just because I felt so out of touch with what makes me really thrive.
That's exactly it. You just use words like thrive, out of touch. Yeah. We are designed and part of nature and so important to be connected. And we often aren't. It's kind of rare that people work outside or do different things that allow them to do that. And I love technology, but it also disconnects us in another way. And so it really is important to go outside for just part of the day and especially connect to the sun, I feel. That's not just for light and vitamin D in the body, but just to connect to that energy and that source. It's so important. I feel it is. And I noticed such a difference within myself too. I saw the sun last week. I think it was on Tuesday when it was 60 degrees.
Oh,
I was like, what
gosh.
Is that? That feeling is amazing. And I just forgot, you know.
So that's isn't it nice?
It really is.
Yeah,
it
you
really
know,
is.
I love Seattle and I've heard Portland is awesome, but I just would have trouble living in places that rain a lot. I love the rain, like it's raining now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could handle the gray. I'd almost prefer to have, you know, a cold, snowy day, but the sky is blue. I actually really enjoy that.
Absolutely.
As long as it's not too much snow, you know.
Absolutely.
But I think there's something so beautiful about that.
Absolutely. And it's funny, Seattle has less rain annually than we do, but it's that constant spitting for 6 months. The overcast and spitting as opposed to we'll get a rainstorm, then it'll clear, like you said. So I agree.
Now, we talked last time, and people should go to volunteerhealthnetwork.com, go to the emotional, spiritual section. You'll find Ariana Barrett. It's A-R-I-A-N-A, right?
Yeah, you got it.
B-A-H?
Yeah, H isn't happy, R-E-T.
Okay.
You got it.
So look for Ariana, but don't go now, of course. And you'll get to learn all about the lifeline. But it sounds like nature is one of these components to unblocking our auras and things.
Absolutely.
Or if it's your... I mean, your chakras, not your aura. Well, what is the difference for people who aren't sure?
Okay, so aura, it's funny. We can talk woo-woo or we can talk scientific. So if you
like both.
Woo-woo, yeah. I mean, living in Sedona, I learned that word woo-woo.
Yeah,
woo-woo. So you can say your aura. So that's looking at the energy around you. But if you want to talk scientifically, that's called your electromagnetic field. So we are electricity and energy. And if you have an issue with your heart or your head, you go to the doctor for an EEG or an EKG to measure the electricity that's running through it. There's no electricity. You're flatlining. You're not here anymore. So in the chakras are the energy centers. So again, chakra means wheel in Sanskrit. So those are spinning energy centers, and there are 7 primary, and there are more than that. So your question was about nature and unblocking it. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, is there a way that you can use nature to unblock?
Absolutely, balancing it. And also movement. I find movement, I love to run. Yeah. I love to be outside hiking, running, rappelling, anything that I'm a real physical person, tennis, rowing crew, and any real physical activity also also not only, you know, gets oxygen to the blood in the body, but gets the blood moving, helps remove toxins, but you're moving energy. And that helps hit the reset button. That meditating. I mean, when I run, I go into a meditative state. If I drive, I love to drive cross country by myself, 13, 14 hours a day in the car. And that movement, I mean, it's not physically moving my body, but that movement will also put me in a meditative state the way mantras. People will chant mantras. So it gives your mind something to focus on and then allows you to get centered and really connect. And that's when you stop and you connect, when you hit that reset button, that's when those emotions that aren't processed will come up if you allow them the space. Often we push them down, we repress them, we don't allow them their voice. So when we go into those spaces, we allow that, which then if we continue with what we're feeling or connecting to in the process, then we can become more centered and balanced.
Yeah, speaking of that, about emotions coming up, I've heard sometimes people will just get a massage and suddenly they'll start crying, or they'll do different body works. Has that happened with you and clients?
So the issues in your tissues. Yeah, I believe that was Carolyn Mace.
Issues in your tissues.
Absolutely. And when people do yoga, you know, I have a cousin who, if she goes into too deep of a practice, she'll feel it right in her spine, these deep emotions. And we hold it in different parts of our body. It's really quite incredible. So when we do different types of work like that, it helps release, it helps us balance. And it's really important, because if you think about it, all the emotional baggage we carry, I mean, if you think about putting a backpack of bricks on your back and dragging suitcases behind you, often we don't realize we're doing that all the time.
Yes, so, it's true.
And with the Lifeline technique, it works with the subconscious. I didn't explain this earlier. Oh, sure. And about 90 to 95% of everything you say, think, and do comes from a subconscious program. And the majority of those programs were downloaded when we were very young, so between 0 and 6 years old. If you look at a child, I mean, I teach and I have nieces, and they're like sponges. They're just absorbing everything in their environment, but they're really downloading subconscious programs. And then from that point on, you send out an attractor field, a radio signal, to attract in people, places, and things to re-experience that moment of download. And the subconscious is brilliant. It's set up to protect us, but we can't grow or heal when we're in a protective state. And we're also not aware of the subconscious. That's the other beautiful part about it. It's, you know, it's to protect us. And in a moment that perhaps is life-threatening or is perceived as life-threatening. So with the Lifeline technique, we're uploading higher vibrational software to the computer of the brain through creating an intention through the whole process. So we also carry in subconscious programs from past lives.
Oh,
I know,
really?
Some people don't believe in that, yeah. But we do. So sometimes people have experiences in life and they can't explain it, like a fear of crossing a bridge or nothing to explain it. And so there are also things that we can help heal and clear that we've carried over. Because again, this is Earth School. I feel our soul is on this journey to learn and grow as much as possible.
Oh, I think so too. And it's really important to have these different modalities. And, you know, nature, you know, I asked in the last show what you can do on your own. And nature is definitely one of the things.
Absolutely.
To help you.
Yeah. So again, it was water, food, exercise, sleep is very important in owning your power. So if EMDR comes up in a session, the eye movement desensitization reprogramming, one REM cycle, rapid eye movement cycle of sleep, is about 4 hours. So it's really good to get about two cycles. And so if that part comes up in the session, I definitely tell clients to get sleep at night. And usually they will have a very deep sleep because the subconscious will process from short term to long term and release it and release the memories.
So. Yeah, I'm really curious, how does it help with trauma? Because I've heard that can help with PTSD.
So it's about the direction of the eyes, where the eyes are looking at the time of trauma. And so through muscle testing, I will find the direction that your eyes are looking at. I will do a repeated pattern of it up until about four times. And then later when you sleep, it will be released. It will be processed in the subconscious. But again, that's why sleep is so important. It's one of those five on the list. So water, food. So water, as we mentioned, Dr. Masaru Emoto's book, and how important water is. We're 75% water. Food, eating really high quality food is important. Sleep is very important. Exercise, we talked about. Exercise is super important, not only just physically for the body, but the mind and the spirit, and releasing and processing energy. And owning your power, speaking your truth. It's so hard for so many of us because of what we've been taught or our culture. And also how maybe you're perceived if you speak your voice. You know, women can be seen in a certain light. Men can be seen in a different light for doing that. But it's super important to really own your power. And I think that's one that a lot of us have difficulty with.
Yeah, I definitely did when I was younger. I definitely own my power now, mm-hmm. but it can take a long time.
Absolutely.
And it depends on the way you're raised too.
And how you do it. You can speak with kindness, but be very direct. You know,
sure.
You don't have to be mean or, to feel powerful or get your point across. That's not what I'm talking about at all.
So. No, and I think that's good. Now, give us an idea of some of the people, like some of the issues people come to you with.
Tons. People deal with depression, loss, anxiety, just different things in their lives. And the beautiful thing about the Lifeline technique is it works in reverse. Mm. So we start the session, we ground and we connect in different hand mudras. And then
what's a hand
mudra? Oh, hand mudra. So yeah, mudra is... So actually we use this in American Sign Language. This means, I know you can't say on radio, I love you.
Oh,
and so during
nice.
The session together, we say infinite love and gratitude, the highest vibration. And I put my hands close to your body. And then you put your hands close to the body as well. And we're actually raising the vibration of all 50 trillion cells.
Wow.
It's really incredible. So mudras we use during the session. But really we do intention. We create an intention. And there are two golden rules to creating an intention: focusing on where you want to go, mm-hmm. and then acting as if you're already there, the land of I am. Often people focus on what you want to get away from, but no, you want to focus on where you want to go. You don't get in your car and look backwards to drive
sure.
forward. And then from that point on, it cycles back in the session. And it's really amazing all the components that come together based on creating that one intention. That's how the whole session is guided. It's phenomenal. So I'm trained in five other healing modalities as well. Integrated energy therapy, healing, rising star healing system, Akashic record readings, Kundalini Reiki, and also Octarian healing.
Actually, what's that?
Do you know Dr. Gene Ang?
The name sounds familiar.
So he comes and does classes and sessions here in Andover. Actually, I saw him on Friday for lunch. He's just so awesome. I love him. I caught conscious drunk. We get together, we start talking, and we just get so goofy and out there. Actually, I was hoping to maybe do a little video with him and put on Facebook or something, just so people can see this other side of Gene. He's like a fit Buddha. He's an amazing spirit. I'm very grateful to have connected with him, but have taken classes with him, the Arcturian healing. So he used to teach at Yale Medical School. So he's got the hard science background
cool.
as well, and is now full force into energy healing. His practice is in California, but he is pretty much on a plane all the time between Sedona, Mount Shasta, Hawaii, Switzerland.
Nice.
He's all over. So we're very, very lucky to have him come through here a couple times a year.
Oh, that's nice. I'd love for you to bring him here.
Oh,
we
I'd love
have
to.
Have a great time.
Oh, he's phenomenal. He's so busy, but he's just so phenomenal. Yes.
He's super fun. So how do you apply these in your own life? Can you do these on yourself, some of these techniques?
I can. I mean, I can do a full session on myself if I feel the need, or I can connect out to another practitioner who has other skills and tools. You know, it's like you're always building this tool, you know, adding to this toolbox. So absolutely. I mean, I'm very conscious of how much water I drink, especially having lived out west in Arizona. You always want water around because by the time you're thirsty, you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
I'm very conscious about the food I eat and have been sensitive to that since I was a kid, which is kind of a gift and a challenge. I don't do gluten and some other things as well.
Yeah, I have some sensitivities too.
Yeah. So I'm very aware of that, but also how I feel and also how it builds my body up. Exercise, I definitely... I need to move. So if it's not running, it's something I need to do. Sleep, I try. I definitely try my best to get that. And owning your power, that's probably the one that I need to be more, probably the most aware of. You know, that's something you can let slide where if you haven't eaten, your stomach hurts.
Yeah.
So that's something definitely about speaking your truth, speaking your voice, and processing emotions. I mean, the word emotion is energy in motion. So if it's emotion, if it's not in motion, it's stagnant. And that's what causes a lot of issues in our lives. So.
Oh, it's so true. You got to get out of that stagnation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And doing the type of work that you do and helping people must be so rewarding.
It's amazing. It really is. It is such a gift, and it just makes my heart sing to help people heal. It really, I feel like that's what I was meant to do here on the planet. So,
that's so
I'm grateful, and I just love to connect to people.
I mean,
I don't think we realize if we actually take the time and look into someone's eyes, we are energetically connecting to them above our head. We are communicating, and it's just phenomenal. People don't realize that, and often we all move so quickly, and also a lot of people are looking at their phones. I've been in restaurants, and people are just, they're both looking at their phones, and I'm like, are you having dinner together? What's going on?
I know.
Like, be present.
Right.
Be aware. And that can be really hard
it
for a lot
be.
Of us. Because then you have to acknowledge what you're feeling and what's going on in life. And sometimes it's easier to just go, go, go. So it is really finding that balance.
Well, it's funny because today I was at my daughter's school for something and there was another mom in the class because we were helping out with something. And she and I just like connected. Like I felt like we've been friends for years. And like, but we really were like looking in each other's eyes and just had this like,
soul connection.
Was just like, will you be my friend? She's like, yes. You know, now we're walking next week and I'm so excited. You know, it's really it's just like instant.
It's reuniting. Really nice. You know that spirit. You just, oh, it's like it's you again.
Yeah, there you are. Where have you been?
That happened to me in Starbucks on Sunday. This young man, I had my laptop open and my wallpaper is a Dalai Lama. So you start talking about it. He was just the most brightest light. I was like, wow, we just connected instantly. It was like, we've known each other. It was just so, and the spiritual conversation that was going on was out of this world. I forgot we were in Starbucks. It was just amazing. So I understand what you're saying. And I love that. I love that about life.
Isn't
and
that nice?
That's why I love to travel too and live in different places, because you connect to different people and spirits that maybe you wouldn't have connected to otherwise. So there's that beautiful component of it. In addition to seeing new places and connecting to the land and the spirit of it. I mean,
oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, how can people work with you? Because you're so delightful.
Oh, thank you. They can go to my Facebook page. So Ariana Barrett, and
spell that again for
us. Okay. It's A-R-I-A-N as in Nancy, A, then Barrett, B-A-H as in happy, R-E-T. Or they can call me. I still have my Sedona cell phone number, so people get confused because of the 978 here, but it's 928-451-2561.
Well, I'd love to have you on as often as you'd like. It's so
thank
fun
you.
Having you in the studio,
it's
too.
It's such a joy.
You have such great energy.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad
Even
we got to
connect.
Even my
dogs picked up on it. They were like, damn, we like this girl. They would not leave you alone.
It was a love fest.
Yes, it was a love fest. Ariana, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.